next item is reserves at Lewis Landing subdivision revised site plan on Route 9.
This is a request to revise a landscape buffer along Route 9 in front of the wastewater treatment area by installing a split rail fence along Route 9. One of the conditions of this approval from March 25th of 2004 required a vegetated buffer of Leland cypress where similar vegetation planted along Route 9. At one time, trees were planted there, but they have either since died or they've been removed. They've been removed for a couple years. The condition originated with the commission. You could amend it if you choose to do so. And we'll provide you a copy of the site plan where the proposed fence would be located.
And the request is coming from who? Do we know?
I got the plan from the engineer. We sent the zoning inspector out to violate them for not having a buffer. And this is the plan that was brought in.
But there a reference to a comment from DelDOT about the reference to a fence rather than the landscape?
I don't have that. I thought there was one.
I thought there was. Maybe it's a different application.
Well, and gentlemen, here we could have a situation where we don't know if it was presented to the potential buyers of the current land, you know, homeowners there, if it was presented to them that there was this vegetated buffer that was going to hide their disposal area for their sewer, which is basically what that area is.
If I'm right, that's a underground drip irrigation system, so it just looks like open fields.
Right.
You know, that's how it was presented. I will say that this one did predate the perimeter buffer requirements that we do have now. So
we don't have that issue.
Right, we don't have that issue.
But it's still an issue of what was presented to the public, to those residents who did purchase homes in there. Were they expecting some kind of a barrier? You know, you have some folks that are minus Conaway Road that comes out. They could have, you know, headlights that are shining in their homes, and they were expecting there were going to be some trees there. That this 6-inch Leland cypress that they planted 10 years ago were going to grow. That's my, you know, again, it's what was presented to the home buyer, and do they have a concern or not?
And the other question I have, Mr. Johnson, would be they're running the fence down to the entrance, but they don't carry it.
That's all the other side of all landscape.
Because that's where the tennis courts and all that.
That's all landscape, all the way to the pond.
Okay.
The stormwater pond on the west side has been there since the start.
Right, because they did the landscaping around the clubhouse and
court.
Pool.
Yeah, they had planted, I think there were white pines. Was to be Leland cypress. I think they planted white pines along that little multimodal path that goes back to the treatment plant. And they didn't grow, for one. They just seemed like stayed the same height for years. And then the homeowners supposedly took them out. I don't know who took them out, to be honest with you, but that's what it was reported, that it was homeowners. Right. Homeowner Association.
So is this something that should be posed to the homeowners, or do we? I don't know. I'm asking.
This is a part of phase one of the original project. No development activity to take place in that area because it's all basically all, like Vince said, drip irrigation system mm-hmm. for the sewage treatment, and it's just grass.
Right.
And there's like a multimodal path goes all the way across the front. It runs from the sewage treatment plant back to the entrance. It doesn't go on the other side. It just goes that way.
And it may be that, you know, that it's not even owned by the HOA. This may be owned by Artesian or Tidewater. Whoever.
I know. Whoever the water company or the environmental resource operator is, I can't remember which one it was, they have an entry right at the far west eastern end. They go right to the barn. They don't drive that path because it's only probably 5 or 6 feet wide, maybe 10, but I don't think it's 10 foot wide.
Mr. Johnson, it may be appropriate if you wanted to defer it and see what the original approvals were and look at the original site plan to see what the landscaping plan was.
All right, Mr. Chairman, concerning the reserves at Lewis Landing subdivision revised site plan off of Route 9, my motion is for deferral to give the commission time for further consideration.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on the reserves at Lewis Landing subdivision revised site plan on Route 9. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.